You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, whether it's 7 a.m. here on 91.5 or 8:45 in the evening. God bless. I'm glad you've tuned in here to God's Frequency today. Maybe it's 11:45 and you're on our sister station, WWBC. Good afternoon. Here to make your afternoon better here. We're going to hear the Word of God today, as we always do here in this program. Might hear some things you don't agree with here today, but hey, there's book, chapter, and verse for everything you're going to hear here today. And the first thing, well, we're looking at the Lord choosing the apostles. We're in Matthew chapter 10. With this sermon, some controversial things I know you're going to hear. I just encourage you to read the text and look and see. There's book, chapter, and verse for everything I'm going to say here today. You're not going to hear my opinion. You're going to hear what the Word of God says. We're going to look at Him choosing the apostles. We're going to look and see that certain promises that Jesus gives are not for everyone, but they're for specific people. And people have misunderstood that. Some charismatics misunderstand that. The Pope misunderstands it. When Jesus breathes on people, which cannot happen again because Jesus' ministry is over. He's not here anymore. This is the Holy Spirit's ministry now. He's not here to breathe on you anymore. And He's not here to tell you, if you retain or hold on to the sins of someone, they're held on up in heaven. Or if you forgive someone here, then they're automatically forgiven up in heaven. You see, the Pope and the Catholic Church misunderstands that. That was a promise for the apostles. That's not a promise for you. Not every promise in the Bible is for you. Now, the apostles, they weren't told to pray for healing. They were commanded to heal. They weren't told to pray for the dead. They were commanded, raise the dead. That's what He said to them. That was a promise for them. People misunderstand that. That's the second part of this message now in Matthew chapter 10.
These promises concern the apostles, not you. He's not talking to you. Here's a few more. Matthew 16, 19. The Lord speaking to Peter. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Sorry, that's for Peter, not for you. That's a promise He made Peter. Here's another. Something that'll never happen to you. This is something that'll never happen to you. So Jesus said, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Then He said this, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven them. And if you retain, or if you hold on to the sins of anyone, they are retained. Where's that in the Bible? John chapter 20. Verses 21 through 23. Now, look at all the evil that's happened to the Catholic Church because they thought that promise was for themselves. And it's not. You got a pope still walking around doing these things. That promise is for Peter, not for you. You do not have the power or the authority to forgive someone's sins. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Now that the last apostle is gone, you can't do that. You can't forgive someone of sin. You can't hold on to someone's sin. See, what the Catholic churches were doing is that they were taking money to forgive you of sin. It happened in my own family. Being Italian, most Italians grew up Catholic. My grandfather or great-grandfather, he had to give to the Catholic Church like 100 acres in this rich town, right on Main Street, in order to have the sins forgiven of his family, my family. And they built a church there. And that property is probably worth $100 million now. Because they said, for this amount of cost here, it's old Italian, probably barely speaks English. You just give us this property here, and all your sins will be forgiven. And they point to this verse right here. If you don't believe it, you see, that's not understanding the Bible. You've misunderstood the Bible. That's not a promise for you. You can't forgive me of my sins. Only Jesus Christ can, not you. The apostles could. Someone mentioned here in Sunday school this morning about Peter with Ananias and Sapphira. Peter says, you hear that sound? That's the sound of the men that just buried your husband. Now they're going to haul you out. And that's all he had to do was say that. And then wham, down she goes. Drops stone cold dead on the floor. You can't do that. Thank God other people can't do that. I would have been dead a long time ago. Understanding these things will better help you understand the Bible and some promises that are in the Bible. Some promises are made for other people. Some promises are made for you. Some promises are made for every believer until the end of time, right? When Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you, that's talking to you. When he says, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world, that's your promise. No one can take that from you. That's for every believer throughout time. Or when he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you and you and you and you, there you may be also. That's your promise. Write that down. Take it to the bank. Put it in your Bible and hold on to it. That's your promise. No one can take that from you. Now, with that understanding, let's pick it up here in the next section. Verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, all right, we got 6 commandments here, if you're writing. Number 1, preach. Number 2, heal the sick. He doesn't say pray about these things. He's commanding them to do this. Not to pray, but to do. Preach. Don't pray about preaching. Preach. Heal the sick. Don't anoint Bob with oil, and the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Heal, he said. Number 3, heal leprosy. Lost on us today. Number 4, raise the dead. Raise the dead. Imagine that. He's commanded them to raise the dead. Number 5, cast out devils or demons. And number six, freely give. Again, preach, heal the sick, heal leprosy, raise the dead, cast out demons, and freely give. So these 12 Jesus sent out, and he commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs. For a worker is worthy of his food. Wow, these missionaries got a lot of other commands too, don't they? Don't even bring a wallet with you. Don't bring a stick. Don't bring a wallet. Don't bring another coat. Verse 11. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there until you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. I'm sure he means the people in it. When you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. Now, verse 14. Whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, that's amen, amen. I say to you, it'll be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Now, I hate to be the bad guy here, but why am I always the bad guy in this church? Here it goes. Write this one down. I apply this very same text to missionaries. These guys are missionaries, aren't they? Are they or are they not missionaries? Must I ask? Yes. And just like casting your pearls before swine and the trouble that ensues for disobedience is the trouble that ensues for this grave error. Though I seem to be the only human being who sees it this way. Whatever city or town you enter, inquire in it who's worthy. Stay there until you go out. When you go out, when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. So what Jesus is saying is he's telling Christian missionaries that if the people don't receive you when you go into the place, leave.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.